The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
Speaking kind of the Yellow Brick Road and matters like that, the Disney movie Disenchanted wrapped up its filming in the Wicklow village of Enniskerry last week. And Peter Norton, owner of Poppy's Cafe in Enniskerry, is on the line. Peter, how are you? We spoke to you kind of at the beginning of all this. You've had a mad few weeks down there since?
Oh, it was crazy. Crazy is the only word to describe it. So, it's kind of all wrapped up now. They've still got a few things that they have to dismantle, so it's now just trying to get the village back to normal.
And listen, never mind post-Olympic blues. So yeah. You had all that excitement for a few weeks, and then when it's over, it's just basically thanks very much, good luck, and they just start taking it all down and they're gone.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. But then it was when I say busy, it was super crazy busy. So to be honest with you, I think it was a great experience, but it's like that relative who stays with you, and they kind of say they're welcome. Okay. You're kind of happy to see them go.
You'd had enough of that Hollywood lot, had you?
Well, it was, but just trying to, I suppose, keep up with the volume, because I think everybody went to visit Enniskerry or whatever over the
period, what kind of crowds were you having?
Oh, thousands every day, thousands. It's a beauty little village and stuff like that, and there'd be hundreds of people, but there was thousands. I think every between seven and 12 year old in a princess costume came out and to view the place, because it looked fabulous. With the flowers and the sets and stuff like that, it was truly, and particularly now with COVID on and stuff like that, that people were looking for, I suppose, a bit of excitement, and they were giving it.
No, in fairness, you weren't complaining too much, though. I'd say there was plenty of business done, was there?
And
I gather there were Disney cupcakes to be had and various things as well.
Oh, the Disney cupcakes were a big success now, whatever. Unfortunately, we're not selling them anymore, there's not too many princesses out here at the moment looking for them. The Disney cupcakes were great. Some of the other shops that sold Disney stuff. So if you had anything with Disney written on it, it sold.
Yeah, I bet. So was Poppy's, were you done up as something for the course of things?
We were Mary Popover's Bakery. And pretty much because it's obviously set in a town called Monroeville in upstate New York. And so it's not set in Enniskerry, County Wicklow, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And they were all Disney themed, because we were obviously Mary Popover, so there was obviously Mary Poppins link there now, and there was all the other different shops were called different things. It was links to Rapunzel's for the hair studio and stuff like that. So it was, it was all fantasy.
But you were able to be open most of the time, were you?
It work? Now, we opened up until now. The days they filmed and the nights they filmed, we closed, which was fine, because the whole village was closed. You couldn't get in or out unless you had a pass type of thing, or you worked on the movie. But the people who lived in the village were put up in a hotel and stuff like that. And, as I say, the businesses were compensated for the lack of businesses, by Disney.
Okay, so listen, you did all right. So you were compensated when you were closed, and then mad busy selling Disney cupcakes when you were open. So a positive experience all around. Did you get to meet Amy Adams and Patrick Dempsey?
I didn't. Now, saying that, I'd met her before, when she was filming Leap Year here in Poppy's. Last time she was over, but I didn't get to meet them. We were kind of grateful when they did close, because you got a day off type of thing, because we were kind of working. So, we were just flat out working. So sometimes being closed was actually a welcome relief. Give the fridges a chance to recover and stuff like that.
Yeah, and get a few more Disney cupcakes whipped up, I suppose.
Pretty much.
Mary Popover has to do her baking as well in between selling.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was a great experience, for everyone such involved in the village.
It sounds magical. But Peter, I'd very much get the impression that you're looking forward to going back to sleepy Enniskerry now, with the cyclist calling in for a scone and a little bit more gentle.
Flat whites, whatever Americanos. Yeah. 100%. It's kind of back to normal. People can get days off, particularly myself. We can get days off again and stuff like that, because days off were a luxury, when they happen type of thing. So it is kind of getting back to normal. But, it's back to normal, August normal. So it's not like October or November normal. The sun is, with the exception of the last few days, it was shining. Yeah. So you still have a lot of people coming out and a lot of tourists and stuff like that,
Super. Peter Norton of Poppy's out in Enniskerry, thank you very much.